We should go to Las Vegas.
We should go get some hookers.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I am your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and of course we've got to get right to the twin score for our favorite listener, Lou Cove. So Dave, do you have the twin score?
I do. It is right now in the bottom of the sixth, and your hometown Minnesota Twins are up 7-4 over the hated White Sox.
Well, that is good news, because something tells me somewhere in Las Vegas, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert is sitting on a stack of parlay tickets with the Twins on them.
Yeah, and probably got a couple of empty White Claws next to him as well.
That might be the case. So good luck, Saucy, on your parlays. Sorry about my recommendations from yesterday, but just life is better with money on the line. Just keep betting those parlays. So so we've got a sauce-heavy show tonight. So we're going to talk a little bit about the State Fair. We'll do a Bets and Quotes update. We've got an out-of-context installment number 3, Girls, Girls, Girls. We're going to do a Rosen press conference. We've got our Meat Sauce interview part 1, and then a couple of quotes notes to close out the show. So big show tonight. Should mention, too, since it's a sauce-heavy show, tonight's future sponsor of the podcast is none other than Golden Valley Country Club. Yes. Dave, did you happen to see the aerial shots they got with their drone of the golf course?
I did. And I'm a sucker for a good drone golf course shot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Those are very nice shots. So shout out to future sponsor Golden Valley Country Club. All right, well, something else we got to talk about, because it's right around the corner, and I mean right around the corner, is State Fair 2019. Power Trip, of course, is doing 2 shows, 2 Friday nights, Friday the 23rd and Friday the 30th. And they've kind of split the cast up in half, and you'll get some of the guys on the first Friday and the rest of the cast the following Friday. Everybody that is except Lieber, unfortunately, ladies and dudes. So Friday, August 23rd, your lineup is going to be the regular guys plus Tommy, Rosie, AJ, Lawyer Lambert, and Bonus. That's a pretty heavy-hitting show there. And then Friday, August 30th, your lineup is going to include Parrish, Creasel, Carly, and Jason. Dave, are you going to be attending either of those shows?
I am going to be attending. I cannot attend this Friday, the 23rd, but I will be there on the 30th. Kind of sucks that Hawk isn't going to be there. Normally, it seems like the first one is the one where they get the bigger crowd, but I'm hoping that there's still a great turnout on the 30th as well.
Yeah, I can't imagine there won't be. Those Friday night shows are something to see. So I don't think you'll be lacking for people
no.
at that show.
Are you going to come up for one, Chuck?
I don't think I'm going to make it the only one. I'll be in town on Friday the 30th, but if I make a show, I think what I'm going to do is go the morning of the 31st on Saturday and kind of make my own lineup of Sauce, Nordo, Charch, and Brian Johnson. So do the daily double of the Fantasy Football Weekly and Saturdays with Sauce. Hopefully, there'll still be some t-shirts available at the fan booth, because I don't know about you, but that NBA Jam shirt is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, the Fan Jam Power Trip shirt this year is the GOAT of all KFN State Fair shirts, without a doubt.
I hope they printed a bunch of those, because they might be sold out by the time you get there on the 30th.
Well, and that's why I'm happy. Next Wednesday, I'm actually going down for the Hall & Oates show with my parents, And yeah, I'm going to have to check and see. Hopefully they have one there on Wednesday. But yeah, those will be selling out pretty quick.
Those shirts are going to be so close, yet so far away.
Yeah.
Great point.
Great point.
So after you picked up your Fan Jam shirt, are you going to be done shopping at the KFan booth?
No, I normally try to get a hooded sweatshirt. I actually didn't go through and see a bunch of the rest of the shows, but I normally always buy both the Power Trip shirts. This year, I'm definitely going to get one. I might get two of the same one.
You're not going to get both Power Trip shirts?
Maybe. we'll see. We'll see how. We'll see if I hit any jackpots before then, like Hawk. But I legitly might buy two Fan Jam shirts.
All right. Well, that should be a lot of fun, and I think we'll probably do some State Fair highlight shows because there are usually some really fun moments at the State Fair shows. So look for those in the upcoming weeks.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right, just got one new bet this week because Tommy wasn't there last week, so otherwise we'd have a very full slate. And that was this morning when John Bonus went out on a limb and said that the Bears are going to get farther in the playoffs than the Browns. And Corey took him up on that bet for $50. The interesting thing on this bet to me is that now Corey has the Browns to go farther than the Bears in the playoffs, but Corey also has the Browns to win 9 or fewer games against Sauce. So Corey's going to have to kind of thread the needle to win both of those bets. One way or the other, he's probably going to end up on the, if the Browns are good, he might win this one against Bonus, but lose the Sauce bet, or vice versa if the Browns season goes pear-shaped.
Yeah, it's kind of like the classic, I took the over before the game started, and then there was like 20, it was a total of 50 points at halftime of like a college basketball game, and then you hammer the over or the under, and then you just keep like live betting it, and then you don't even know what number you need the game to hit, but you know that you have a lot of money out there.
And you just got to thread that old needle. So so that's the only new bet about this week. The other thing I wanted to throw out there was Iowa last Thursday at noon legalized sports gambling. And so now about half the casinos in Iowa right now have their sports books open, and the rest of them are all supposed to open pretty much by Labor Day weekend. And that would include Diamond Joe just over the border in Worth, Iowa. So if you're, if you're in the vicinity or if you want to take the drive down to Diamond Joe, don't do it before about Labor Day weekend. Pay attention to me on Twitter. I'll definitely let you know when the Diamond Joe Sportsbook is open. The really cool thing about Diamond Joe is that it's going to be a FanDuel Sportsbook. And the reason that's cool is, FanDuel's a big name out there, and they've got a lot of alliances with a lot of the professional sports leagues, but they run some of the best promotions that I have seen for new sports books, including one that they did in Pennsylvania not too long ago, where they give you your first bet up to $500. They will refund it if you lose. So you could bet, $500 on the Vikings versus the Falcons week one, and if the Vikings lose the bet, they'll refund your $500. And if they win the bet, you win the bet. So it's like a risk-free $500 bet for you to place on that. So, I don't know what they'll offer, when they launch at Diamond Joe and the other. They have two Diamond Joe properties in Iowa. The other one's in Dubuque. So I'm not exactly sure what promotions they'll have, but definitely pay attention to that. And of course, Iowa is a mobile gaming state, which means, all you have to do once you're approved for the mobile app is hit that Iowa border and pull up your phone and you can gamble away. So definitely keep that in mind, especially, if you're someone like me, I drive through Iowa multiple times a year. So that's a big deal for me because I'll be able to pull up my old app and check out all the gaming, and you will have to register at each casino individually. So like last Thursday, I went to the Lakeside Casino, which is in Southern Iowa, and they're run
by William. Of course you did.
Of course, absolutely. I had a bet placed within 2 hours of sports gambling being legal in Iowa.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I'm proud of me, too. And it was on the Wolves under, too, so I'm doubly proud of myself. But so you have to register at each casino, but like, so now I've got the William Hill app, and I can gamble on that when I hit the Iowa border. For me to do the FanDuel app, I'll have to stop in at Diamond Joe when I drive by there and get registered in person there. But then once you're registered, it doesn't matter where you are in Iowa, just pull up your app and start gambling. So lots of fun, and I was lucky enough to go on Saturdays with Sauce last Saturday with Sauce and Nordo and talk a little bit about it. That was always fun talking gambling with those two, because I think they might be even bigger degenerates than I am.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Chuck, I think you like betting more than just about anybody that I've ever met in my life.
Well, that might be possible, but
hell, your nickname is Betts.
That is true. So that'll do it for the Betts update. Let's get to those quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
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 All right, friends. It's time for another edition of Quotes of the Week. And we will start at number 3 with Chris Jackpot Hockey.
And I think I can say this in all assurity. I've watched more stepmom porn this year than I think I have in my entire life.
Combined?
And it's only August.
I mean, saying that it's August, there's a lot of good iPhone watching time left in the year.
Absolutely. It's like when they broke the record for the total handle in bets in May. So
right.
Lots of runway left.
Yeah, so if you had the over on how much stepmom porn Chris has watched this year, you're cashing those tickets.
Pay that man his money.
All right. Well, at number 2, it is future Minnesota Wild play-by-play radio guy, Zach Beam Halvorsen, honey.
I can't put any pressure on my groin without springing a leak.
I love that it befuddled Corey for about 5 seconds. Corey was like, I don't even know how to respond to that.
I feel like just these last two quotes, like if you took away the names and you just threw the quotes out there, they would be so easily identifiable just from the content of what it is. Like watching stepmom porn, well, it's got to be Hawk. Putting pressure on his groin and not being able to control it, that's definitely Zach.
know? Definitely.
Yeah, that's just easy right there. All right. Well, at number 1 this week, I actually had to clarify with you whether we could count this as a quote, but hell, we're going to do it anyways because it was just so damn good. It's Meat Sauce with Yo Meat Sauce Raps.
Sauce.
Is this Ronald McDonald?
Rap about McDonald's. Yo, my name's Meat Sauce. I like to eat. My favorite thing to get is McDonald's food. McDonald's food is the way to be because you can get a number 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and get 2 drinks so the lady doesn't know that you are super fat. Go to McDonald's right now. Chicken McNuggets and fries. Then make sure you biggie size. McDonald's Wales, get McDonald's. Tell them Mayor McCheese sent your ass. Biatch.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, that was genius.
A couple of notes on that right away. When he starts out, yo, my name is Meat Sauce and I like to eat McDonald's fries or whatever, you could hear Corey just about step in and just derail the bit with, you know, picking it apart right away. I'm so glad you just let him run.
Right. The very first line, and it doesn't rhyme. It was beautiful. I love it. that was genius. McDonald's should use that in all of their radio ads.
Right. Yeah. Get rid of Grimace. Who needs Grimace? Just Yo Meat Sauce Raps.
Brilliant.
All right, well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, this week in Your Thoughts, we've got Out of Context, We're going to do a Rosen press conference, and then we've got part one of our meat sauce interview. So we'll get started with installment three of Out of Context. And this, of course, is when we take quotes from the Power Trip guys and we play them a little bit out of context. And lately, the ladies have been making several appearances on the Power Trip. So this week's features just a little bit of Alicia and Marnie.
In context? Out of context? Who gives a shit? Here's installment number three. Girls, 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 off the Power Trip, out of context, on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
There's something about that box that just smells better.
And you have to be in it all the time.
I was in and out of it.
Thought I could get further down than that, but that didn't work.
No, he didn't come.
Oh, yeah, I'd fit in.
I could totally do that thing.
Yeah, we'll all use it. How do you keep pushing that?
Got really excited once and did the whole neighborhood.
Me and 370-year-olds just pounding.
You know, it's just kind of a free-for-all.
Shake that box.
Does it really do any good when you're pumping that stuff in?
I know exactly where my product needs to be.
Correct. Fill me in.
What a monster shot that was.
You know it's coming.
I'm sorry I slimed you with my corn cob.
And I didn't get it in the eyes.
There you have it. I'm sorry I slimed you with my corn cob.
Oh, how did I miss that?
I think it was when they were talking about the state fair and etiquette and how people are rude and not paying attention. And Lieber said, I'm sorry I slimed you with my corn cob. And I was like, yep, mental note, 705, grab that.
I was laughing pretty hard. And when Lieber dropped that one, oh my God. That's like spit take stuff right there.
Yeah, that was, and especially the tone that he had. So
the other great one too in there was Alicia when she says that she got so excited that she did the whole neighborhood, which is great out of context. But I think she was talking about she was excited about mowing the lawn. But out of context, it works.
It works perfectly. So thank you, ladies, for your contributions to Out of Context, installment number three.
The only person that would ever be offended by a woman doing voiceovers is Mark Rosen.
All right, Mark Rosen, well, thank you so much for agreeing to do this this press conference for us. I see you've brought along a sex doll as your companion tonight. Is that the same doll that you had in Las Vegas?
That's a new one.
Ooh.
Oh, well, good to know. Good to see that you're not just sticking with one.
All right, right. It's very sanitary.
Very.
Mark, as you well know, hockey's been having some problems with Missionary since his high school days. Any thoughts on why he's had so many problems?
He was young. He was learning a new position, and it takes time.
Yeah. Can't disagree with you there, Rosie. Right. You know, I was wondering how many questions it would take for us to get to hockey's sex life. And, you know, before we even started this press conference, I had written down two questions.
Yep, I wrote the same thing.
Well, good
to know
we're
on the egg.
We're on the same page there, Rosie. All right, well, you know, I want this to be educational for the listeners. And a lot of our listeners are not aware that you used to do voiceovers for Disney movies. Can you share with us what you did for your Aladdin audition?
The whole new world.
Ooh. Oh, very nice. Very nice, Rose.
Mark, what is the most searched phrase that you've put into Google?
It's XXX.
Oh. Well,
wow. Yeah.
I think we could have guessed that one without this press conference, Mark.
Pretty creative there.
Now, Rosie, you're a very popular person when it comes to endorsements, and you've endorsed the Honda Pilot for years now. Were you aware that pilots were recently recalled due to a defective steering column?
I just about drove off the road when I heard that.
Oh.
Well, it makes sense. They had to recall it. I mean.
Absolutely.
lately, there's been a lot of sexual tension between Sauce and Hawk. Do you think anything will ever really happen there?
I think it's absolutely going to happen. It makes sense.
It does.
Indeed.
I can't agree with you more.
Definitely. Definitely unavoidable there. Now, Mark, you know, you made a big deal about your retirement. You had several retirement parties because you recently retired after 50 years at the same TV station. Can you remind our viewers which station you were with?
KEPK.
KEPK.
I thought it was CCO.
I thought, well, they always say the mind is the first thing to go.
Weird. So Mark, I got ratioed pretty hard a few weeks ago saying that I'd trade Buxton for Noah Syndergaard. Your thoughts on that idea?
Three words, dumb and dumber.
Oh. Yep, I'm in total agreement, Rosie.
Just to be critical, that was only two words, Mark, not three.
Yeah, well, I still think Rosie's on the right track there. So now, one of the benefits of being Mark Rosen is that I understand you earned a lifetime pass to the Bunny Ranch.
Yes, I'm spending a considerable amount of time out there. I will be.
Oh, I would too if I had the lifetime pass.
Very understandable. Mark Hockey called. He can't find his keys to the sex dungeon.
Oh my God, am I in trouble?
Yes.
I mean, I thought you had a spare set.
You would think he, you'd think he would for the all the situations that he's been in, but he's in a little bit of trouble there.
Whoopsie.
Now, Rosie, let's talk about movies because everyone knows you coined the phrase "go see it." You're a big fan of movies, and I know you're a big fan of the movie Cool Hand Luke. Do you have a favorite line from that movie?
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite line from Cool Hand Luke, too.
Yeah, it's definitely top five. Also, honorable mention there, smoke 'em if you got 'em.
Indeed.
All right, Mark, well, we hate to speculate on politics on this podcast, but if you had to guess, which party do Corey, Creasel, Lieber, and Hawk lean?
Left, right, left, right.
That's probably correct.
Yes, very very quick with the answer there too, Rose.
Right.
I hate to bring too much of your personal life into this press conference, but, you know, you've been very open with us so far, and we really appreciate the time. So I just want to have you either confirm or deny, are the rumors true? Have you recently started watching furry porn?
Yeah, it's filthy, but it's funnier than hell, and it's incredible to watch.
Well,
that's a pretty glowing review.
Sounds like a go see it to me.
Yeah, wonder how many meat ropes that one got. All right, Mark. Well, I heard that Carly is looking for someone to get some sunscreen on her back out in Vegas.
Start your engines. Here we go.
Whoa. Oh.
Say no more.
Rosie's on his way. That that 24-hour drive will be considerably less. Or considerably more if he's in a defective Honda Pilot.
That's true, and lost the steering.
All right. Well, thank you, Rosie, for your time. I'm sure we'll have more questions for you in the future.
And now, here comes another award-winning Bets and Quotes interview.
That was a hoax, right?
Featuring Meat Sauce.
All right. Well, I had the opportunity to sit down with Meat Sauce Paul Lambert and ask a whole wide array of questions, which is definitely fitting for Meat Sauce because he's a guy that tends to be kind of all over the place sometimes. So I asked a wide range of questions, and Meat Sauce was very gracious with his time, and we'll play that interview for you now. All right, well, we are here on location with basically the mayor of the Loon, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. And Sauce, what do you love about the Loon?
My favorite thing about this bar is the people. The people here are phenomenal. Every time I come in, most people greet me, especially Carl, who works here, who I love dearly. And it's the greatest bar that I've ever been in. Like, every time I come in, I'm like, I feel great. Like, they have this Christmas party, and Norto and I, like, make it. Like, we go out of our way to come here for their Christmas party. It's to steal Rosie's old quote, it's like the warm sweater that I just like putting on. I feel comfortable here, and this is, like, my bit. I love this place. It's my favorite bar and my favorite restaurant, and I based my new condo on the closeness to this bar, and I'm not kidding. I was in here on Saturday, and I told a couple of the bartenders that I moved close to here so I could be around this place.
So do you basically start at the Loon and then graduate to Manny's, or is this the pinnacle of the being the mayor?
I've come in here, like, I took vacation, like a staycation, like a year ago in April, and I was sitting like left of where we are at the bar having cocktails, and I just said to myself, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to Manny's. So I got in an Uber and went. But yeah, we either start there and then come here or vice versa. But yeah, I like, this is my jam, man. Downtown is, I love it. I don't know what I love about living, I love living in the city and I love everything about it.
So let's talk about some of your influences of your radio career. So you've had the opportunity to work with, you know, obviously Corey and Chris every day, the superstar back in the day when you first got your start. You work with Rosie three times a week. You work with Dark Star back in the day, and lots of other people as well. Who would you say of all the on-air people that you've worked with has been the biggest influence on your career?
That's a great question. I would say Corey and Hockey, and I'm not just saying that because if they hear this, but Corey, let's start with Hockey. Hockey is the first person who ever told me when I first got into this business and I was first getting out, he once told me that, like, he's like, there's like some bit to you. Like, he told me I was funny all the time and he was really, really, like, good about, like, helping me and pushing me in the right direction. And he kept, every time I'd get frustrated and I'd be on the air with them early on, I'm like, this doesn't work. He'd always tell me, he's like, well, that's radio. Like, not everything works. And he would be there every second I got frustrated. And he's really good about putting me in a spot. Now, Corey Cove is basically, and he uses this analogy, and I think he's used this analogy on your show before. Him and I are basically Dwight and Jim. Like, there's a love there for each other. But if you'd listen, you'd be like, man, they hate each other. Like, if you see in The Office, like, Dwight... Jim cares about Dwight. He stands up for him multiple times, and that's like Corey and I. And I just, Corey is so good about, like, I don't, like, they have so many strengths, and I have a couple, but they let me, like, they let me do those strengths. The things I'm good at, they're very good about promoting that and letting me. Mike Morris was also, he showed me how to do radio, and he was very good about it. I mean, Dark Star, I could do an hour on Dark Star. He's also very much like Hockey and told me, like, how all these things worked, and he was very good at, like, giving me encouragement and telling me, like, he thought, you know, he'd always tell me how great he thought I was, and he would always, always be there to help me. And he gave me, him and Hockey and Corey have all given me a ton of confidence, and it's just, I don't know. If Dark were still with us, it may be different, but Dark, he meant a lot to me, and I'm just very, very lucky that Corey and Hockey exist, and I'm very lucky that they allow me to do what I do on the show that we're all blessed to have.
So going way back in the day, do you remember the very first time you ever went on the air and what you did?
Yeah, I remember I was working overnights and Hockey, I was doing this bit, and Hockey, I remember he said to me, we started to talk, and he told me about it. He's like, hey, maybe you should, like, come up with something and be on the air with us. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know, find a bunch of stories and, like, write jokes about it. So I remember the first time I found all these stories, because I used to print all of their prep work, and I specifically remember the first time I came in, and it bombed, just bombed, and Corey really didn't laugh, and Morris, you know, he kind of laughed, and Hockey was, you know, they were supportive, but I thought Corey hated me, and it was just awful. And I remember going home to my roommate at the time, Smitty Hume, and I remember saying to him, I'm like, that's it, man, it's never going to work, I'm never going to be in radio. He's like, why? And I told him, and he was very simple. He's like, well, it's one time. Like, they're not going to, you didn't swear. But it was, I remember it was hideous the first time. It was so bad. And I really didn't have a plan, but it was my first time, like, in radio and, like, kind of putting it all together. But yeah, it was tough go the first time.
So going back a little bit to Dark Star, If Dark could see you now in 2019 and kind of see the person that you've become and just the personality you are on the show and just, you know, the big following that you have and everything, you know, what do you think he'd say? What do you think the first thing that would come out of Dark Star's mouth to you would be?
Man, that's a really good question. I think he'd be, well, you know, every time I ever saw him, he would always go, Paulie! And he called me Paulie. I, man... I think he'd be proud. I think he'd be, I mean, I think he'd kind of give me the I told you so when I doubted myself as a kid when I was first into this. And I think he'd basically, I think about it a lot. I mean, like, you know, I've had family pass away. But, man, every day I think about him and just everything he did for me in the short time I knew him, and how at first I was like, why is this old man helping me? Why is he so concerned, like, what I do? But he helped me a lot, and I think he'd be really, really proud, and I think he'd give me a big hug, and I would I'd pay a lot of money to have that happen.
So obviously gambling is one of the things I like to talk about and focus on. Tell me, what is the meat sauce in 2028 going to spend Tommy's $1,000 on?
Man. Oh, man. I love Tommy Olsen, man. He's like a little brother to me. I protect him. I look out for him. As the boys said on the show the other day, he's in my inner circle, so, like, I look after him. But, man, I've made a lot of money on the Gophers through him and Justin Kanzemius, who still hasn't paid me for the last year, which is a whole different bit, and who cares if he does. I love Justin Kanzemius. He's a great dude. But Corey said it on the show the other day, and I would have made it more. I would bet, and I'm not just saying this, I would bet Tommy Olsen the down payment I'm about to put on this condo that I'd give it my lifetime. I mean, the Gophers and the winning the day is just awful. I don't know. I'll either be dead, or I don't know, I'll probably gamble it back, or I don't know. I'll probably, in 2028, I'll probably need the money. So hopefully he drops it off at the street corner I'm living on.
Well, we can talk about some over and unders. So I have some over and unders for you. Some of these are actual legitimate numbers that you'll know off the top of your head, and some are just guesses. So we'll start with the Vikings. Win total for this year, 9.5. Are you over or under?
I take the over because I don't think the Packers are good. I think the Bears will come down, and I think the Vikings, the schedule, they, like, you know, Dallas on the road, Kansas City on the road, but I think they'll win five or six of their division games. They always beat up on Green Bay. I would take the over. I'd take the over, and I'd bet a significant amount of money on the over.
Over under Twins playoff wins in 2019, 1.5.
Man. Ugh. Well, it depends. If they play Houston, I'm going to go over. I think their offense is just too good for all of them to go dormant, even though right now as we're taping this, they're tied 1-1 with the hideous Miami Marlins. But I'd take the over. I think they can win because I would assume if the worst case happens, they get into a one-game playoff, they'll win that. They'd put Berríos or somebody and they'd win that. And I think they can win one more. I would bet the over.
Over under on the total number of Vegas trips you take this year, 4.5.
Well, I took one in March. I took one in May. I'm going in 2 weeks. I'd take the under. Well, I don't know. I take the under because I'm going again in 2 weeks, and we go again in November. That's 4. Is that 4 or 5? That's 4. I'd take the under. Unless we go, like, 1 year we went for Creasel's Alive Day, and that was my 6th trip that year. I'll take the under. 4.5, I'll take the under.
All right, and this one is an actual number, and I had no idea how to set the line on this one, but I put the line on this, or the number on this one, at 399.5, and it's the total number of people that you currently have blocked on Twitter.
Oh, it's way over. Way over. I think it's 6,000. Yeah. 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 But a lot of it is like, and AJ and I've talked about this for a long, long time. Was it a couple summers ago or 2 summers ago? Twitter had this like awful like prostitution bot thing where it would like, it was, and Shockey, and the woman is, she's a, it's not her, but it's pictures of this porn star, and it would be constant. you'd wake up to it and it would be like 20 to 25 likes by these bots that are just nude pictures. And the reason I talked to him about it is because we would always, I'd text him and be like, the bots are back. And it was just constant, like, and I would block every single one of them. It would annoy me if I missed one. So I, for about a month or two, I bet that's a thousand. Like, it was 20 to 25 a day. And, yeah, it's over. It's at least 6,000. Yeah.
So I kind of have a list in my head of, like, my favorite people that I've never actually met in person before.
Yeah.
And one of the people that's on that list is your sister, Kelly.
Yeah.
So tell me about Kel. Like, she loves Christmas. Yeah. She loves snacks at movies. Yeah. What was it like growing up with Kel?
It's wonderful. My sister is, obviously, my sister has Down syndrome, and, like, I think about it a lot. Like, most of my personality and a lot of that stuff comes from my sister. Like, I'm the middle child of a sister. My oldest sister has a disability, and then my brother. So it's like my whole life I'd like try and like get attention, and it helped build this kind of the personality I have now. My sister is she's forever 5 years old, which I adore about her. She's always in a good mood. She loves everything. She's just, yeah, she's a huge inspiration to me. And I say this all the time to a lot of people, she's the funniest Lambert that I know. Okay. Yeah, all right. And I love her. She's my favorite person, and everybody that's ever met her adores her. Even people from my past that know her still ask about her. And yeah, she's a huge inspiration to me and my whole family.
All right, so this November, the Power Trip is getting on a Jefferson Line bus, and you are headed south to Kansas City, Missouri, where I live, and you're going to the Viking game. Are you looking forward to the experience at Arrowhead Stadium?
Man, I can't wait. I'm so pumped. The bus ride, Jefferson Line's bus, is the best. The 14-plus hours there and back with Rubes, maybe a whole different story. It has nothing to do with how great Jefferson Lines is. But if we get a good group like we normally do, like most of the Rubes are great, hopefully there's a couple babes on the bus, it'll be fun, man. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I've been to Kansas, but I've never been to where the Chiefs play. I've never been to a Royals game. It's a great atmosphere. I'm super, super, super pumped to go.
And, of course, we have 6 casinos in the area. Do you think you'll be hitting the casinos by any chance?
Well, do they have sports betting?
No.
Oh, well, then I don't know. I only gamble sports. I don't gamble much else. I mean, if we do team slots, of course, I'm in. But I know hockey will. Hockey will 100% go. Hockey loves the casinos. Probably not. Once we get to Kansas City, I'll probably lay low, but I'm super pumped.
Awesome. So what's the weirdest encounter? You talked about having crazy rubes on the bus potentially. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's just all smoke shows. What's the weirdest encounter you've ever had with a rube?
Man, I was at an appearance at the 1029 bar, which I absolutely love. It's one of my favorite bars other than the Loon that we're currently sitting in. And I was doing an appearance for, I think it was Captain Morgan. And we were all hanging out, and I was standing there talking to a couple of people. And this guy who was extremely, extremely intoxicated, so I'll give him that, kept walking by and singing the KDWB jingle to me. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he for about 15 minutes, he kept walking by, and I keep my cool. Like, I'm not going to get in an argument. I mean, eventually, if I get pushed far enough, I'll say something. And finally, he walked by, and I, for like the 200th time, and I'm like, what the fuck's your problem? And he turns around, and he's all fucked up, which you're fine, whatever, you get fucked up. And he kept doing it, and I go, dude, what's your fucking problem? And then he brought up, like, my ex-wife and all this. And luckily, my brother was there. And I'm like, I look at my brother. My brother basically is like, either quit or we're going to make you quit. And it was just awkward because, like, I try and, like, calm the situation and, like, you know, kind of like, oh, cool, yeah, you know, whatever. Like, I don't badmouth her in public. I, you know, whatever. I let bygones be bygones. But I also don't let fucking random people badmouth her. And it was just, then he had, like, this explanation. And I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck what you have to say. Like, other than that, most people are really cool. And once, like, you know, you and Quotes are the best. Like, once you get to know people. I mean, I'm just a normal fucking guy who happens to say penis on the air. But some people used to be like, I appreciate you listening, but you and I would never get along together, so let's take a step back here.
So, thinking of Minnesota sports, I think I know the answer to three of the four of these, but who is your favorite Minnesota Twin, Minnesota Viking, Minnesota Timberwolf, and either Minnesota North Star or Minnesota Wild player of all time?
Man, my favorite Minnesota Timberwolf of all time is Carl Anthony Towns. I was so excited. You know, I'm a grown man, but I was so excited because a really good friend of mine, Kevin, who's from Indiana, got me hooked on Kentucky basketball back in like 2012, and I really got into it. So I remember when we got the first overall pick and drafted Carl Anthony Towns. Plus, he's just good shit. He's just good people. He's salt of the earth. He's a great guy. My favorite twin of all time? Man, that's a good question. Is probably, probably Kent Herbeck. And I got the opportunity to meet him 2 years ago through John Kreisel. I'm a huge fan of Kent Herbeck. My favorite North Star wild player was Basil McRae. I love Basil McRae. And, of course, my favorite Viking of all time is my good pal Johnny Randall. I love John Randall. I loved him when I was growing up. I loved everything about him. Johnny Randall is probably my favorite Viking of all time.
Last thing I was going to talk to you about, Sauce, was whatever happened to the Meat Sauce Podcast Network? Now, we had a lot of energy right out of the gate with the Meat Sauce Podcast Network, but haven't seen too many uploads lately.
I'll be honest, the Meat Sauce Podcast Network was basically my way of mocking people when, like, they were really into podcasts. Like, a different radio station was super into them, and now they were right, because they're like, everybody does podcasts. They were 100% right. But my whole bit was to do the worst podcast of all time, and I think I did one with PA that was like 42 seconds long, but maybe I'll dust that off and bring that back. But man, I fucking love the Meat Sauce Podcast Network. But it was, you know, as little work as possible and as quick as possible, you know, my MO. That's who it's just, it was, yeah, I'll dust that off.
All right. Well, thank you to Meat Sauce for sitting down for that interview. That was part one of our interview. And I think, Dave, you're going to have a whole bunch of questions for our good friend Saucy Saucerson on our next installment of the Meat Sauce interview.
Yes, I'm looking forward to getting the opportunity to talk with Paul again, our good friend. Although you guys are like best friends now. He just blows up your text thread all the time now.
Well, I thought we were until my picks that I sent him for baseball last night. There needs to be either preseason football and playoff hockey are the two things that I win money on. So, and sometimes the NBA, it has to be the right kind of matchups for the NBA. But my picks weren't quite on task last night. But he still asked me for more picks today, so I guess I'm not totally banned yet. Yeah, so.
Tomorrow it's going to be new number. Who dis?
Exactly. So, all right, but he should be happy. He's playing golf, so he'll be in a good mood. All right, well, Quotes. You got some notes?
I've got some notes. Just three quick and hot notes here. We're going to start with the first one. I saw on Twitter last night, actually, that Tommy Olsen, that old son of a bitch, is going to be hosting the KFAN Tommy's Tailgate. It's going to be held at Buffalo Wild Wings, right across from TCF Bank Stadium, before every home Gopher game this year.
How did this fly under the radar until his tweet? I was like, I saw that and I was like, what? Why is this the first time hearing of this? So that sounds so freaking cool.
Yeah, and apparently looking at the tweet, White Claw is actually a sponsor of this whole bit, so...
Of course they are.
I might as well jump on, see if hockey has any extra season tickets available for me to go to a couple games this year.
That will be completely, completely awesome. And well done, Tomers, getting that all put together.
Yeah, good for you, Tommy. All right, next one. Good Lord. Speaking of Chris Hockey, I think this he's going to go down as a Hall of Fame slots player. Wow, that was a really cool way to start the show this morning. What a guy. What a jackpot.
Oh, yeah. You know, here I'll be sweating like a $100 parlay ticket or something. And yeah, Hawk just, max bin or max bet.
Yeah. Hit it. $100 max bet.
Whew. I can safely say I've never done a $100 max bet. I think the most I've ever done is like $25 on a max bet spin. So, whew. Yeah, that was, and I didn't hit anything either. Shocking. So, slots aren't my game, Ray. But, no. Yeah, that wow, good job, Hawk, and that'll keep you motivated for a little while.
Good for you, Hawk. No, that's awesome.
From a $100 spin, that is freaking great. So yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, finally, last one here. On the last podcast, I mentioned that I was going to be attempting the Case of Claws challenge that I just made up. Yeah, it was a very long weekend. I brought 3 12 packs. For a total of 36 claws, and I came home with 5. So it's safe to say that I am all clawed out.
Yes, RIP, 31 claws.
Yeah, it was a good run, Claw. You know, drink of the summer. I think it's time to switch over to some IPAs.
Slow it down a little bit for the fall. All right. I'll, of course, be in the corner with my White Russian, as always. See, the White Russian is beautiful because you don't have to change. It's just, you know,
right.
Spring, summer, winter, fall. It's the same drink. It's always good. So.
Although, like, August, like, mid-August up at the lake, like, out in 90-degree heat, you really drink a White Russian?
Absolutely. What? Absolutely. You need to cool off, man.
Oh, man.
The dude abides.
You need, like, a Yeti or something. Just mix up a big 64-ounce Bubba keg of them.
Although I will say, if you go down to Iowa, like, a lot of people aren't aware of this. The drinks are only free in Vegas. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. Because, of course, I had to play a little pie guy when I was in Iowa. And you would ask me if I had anything to drink. And I'm like, hell no, I got to pay for it. So, yeah, it's no White Russians in Iowa, unfortunately, for me.
So, Chuck, how was the luck down there on PyGow? I know when me, you, and the other goat of PyGow from our Twitter family here, Smitty Oom, get together, all they do is just give us money and try to make me make change out of $15 into $14.75.
Yeah, wasn't didn't go so well. I was very happy to get out with a $25 loss. It was as bad as my cards were. It should have been way, way worse than that. So I kind of lucked out a couple of times and was happy to leave down 25. So not quite as good. Hopefully the Wolves will make up for that for me. So
yeah.
All right, well, that will do it for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Quotes, where can they find you at?
You can find me at the State Fair on the 30th, and you can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes.
All right, you can hopefully find me at the State Fair on the 31st, trying to soak up some last-minute fantasy football knowledge before the season starts. So, yeah, outside of that, you can find me on Twitter at PowerTripBets. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.